You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, listeners to the Savage Podcast. I want to tell you about a new podcast miniseries from Wondery called The Vaping Fix, okay? It's a story of Silicon Valley idealism, reckless capitalism, and how the infamous e-cigarette company, Juul, managed to hook a new generation on vaping. In 2015, the founders of Juul set out to create the iPod of e-cigarettes, a perfectly designed device that would disrupt the tobacco industry and help traditional smokers quit. But their fruit-flavored vaping options, high levels of nicotine, and youthful influencer endorsements led to consequences that would put millions at risk. Juuling became so big among teenagers that it became a verb. And with plumes of vape cloud surrounding schools across the nation, parents, politicians, and the government demanded answers. Was this Juul's plan all along? Or did ambition blind them from seeing the pitfalls of their invention? I'm about to play you a preview of The Vaping Fix. And while you're listening, follow The Vaping Fix on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or you can also listen early and ad-free by starting your free trial of Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
It was a rainy day in Orangeburg, New York in 2018. Gianluca Barecchia was hanging out in his college dorm room between classes. An Italian flag hung on the wall above his bed as a homage to his Italian family back in Connecticut.
North Haven is all Italians, so most of them are actually from the same area in Italy. So everyone always says when they see me around town, who am I not related to?
Gianluca was a sophomore nursing major. His courses and exams could be intense. But today, he felt unusually tired.
And just not really myself. Like, I didn't really have much energy in me to do anything that day. And it felt almost like I had a cold, too.
There was a heaviness in his lungs.
It felt like almost like there was an elephant, like, sitting on my chest. And I was just trying to take, like, deep breaths, like, extremely deep breaths to see if that would kind of clear it up.
It didn't work.
Maybe I just need a yawn and maybe that'll like help or try coughing it out or something like that.
But none of it gave him relief. So he turned to the thing that had been his source of comfort, his electronic cigarette. Without thinking, he took a puff.
And then that's when it felt like I felt like I just couldn't breathe anymore. And it felt like my airway was just like closing almost. My lungs felt like they were on fire, and I was just like coughing.
His face began to turn bright red.
My roommate, I'll never forget, looked at me and he's like, oh my God, like what's wrong with you? He got so scared, he actually called 911 because that's when I started to kind of go out of it because I couldn't stop coughing.
And then everything went black.
I just hear the ambulance like being jiggled around, going over all these bumps, and I hear the sirens blaring, and I hear the paramedic telling me like, oh, wake up, like wake up, wake up.
He was in the back of an ambulance.
There was the paramedic and then an EMT as well. And I had this big oxygen mask on me. I just was terrified, like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. When we got to the hospital, they rushed me right in. And I was surrounded by a doctor and a few other nurses. It was just like pure chaos in this room right now. And you hear like the oxygen just flowing like 100%.
The doctor began asking him questions.
Like if I did any drugs, he's like, you just need to tell me what you took because God forbid you could die right now. And I don't know what is wrong because you need to be honest and truthful with me because someone your age, this doesn't just happen to just because.
Gianluca told him, I haven't taken any drugs.
And then that's when the question came up about vaping. I was like, well, I do vape. And he's like, what do you use? And I was like, it's called a Juul.
And he wasn't the only one.
A warning for parents tonight. Do you know if your child is Juuling at school?
Across the country, high school students have become hooked on a device straight out of Silicon Valley.
Another big story tonight, a disturbing study out about teens and vaping, and it shows a significant jump, nearly doubling the number from last year in the number of kids that are actually using these nicotine devices.
It ended up becoming my oxygen. I couldn't live without it. I needed it all the time, every day.
It would set John Luca and so many others on a path to the highest offices in the land.
I wrote an email saying, "Don't worry, girls, we're going to share this story in front of a congressional committee."
Another topic that has been top of mind is teen tobacco use, and it is up, and the CDC is blaming who else but Juul.
The White House is calling for a ban on nearly all flavored e-cigarettes. These are the flavors that have started this epidemic among young people.
And on a collision course with the men behind it.
My name is James Monsees. Adam Bowen and I founded Juul Labs.
We were going to take on big tobacco, who had been killing people and lying about it for 100 years.
I said to myself, this is going to be a big challenge for me to manage James through this. And there's no managing James.
I remember thinking, those smart mother effers, they probably did this on purpose.
We never wanted any non-nicotine user, and certainly nobody underage, to ever use Juul products.
I want to tell you, I've been involved with public health for a long time in the Bay Area. You, sir, are an example to me of the worst of the Bay Area.
I just remember, like, my heart stopped, like, seeing them. And I just, like, froze. And I was just staring at them when they came in, and I was just like, wow, like, that's the people right there that sent me down my spiral and not even caring about it.
Two young Silicon Valley entrepreneurs set out to rid the world of smoking with an incredible new product. The device stands to disrupt the tobacco industry and make them rich until it falls into the wrong hands and lives are ruined. From classrooms to hospitals, boardrooms to the Oval Office, what can be done to protect teenagers? And is it really too late? From Laura Beal, the reporter behind Dr. Death and Bad Batch, comes the vaping fix, the inside story of the rise of Juul and the making of a crisis. Listen to the vaping fix.